Qualcomm bets on W5 plus Gen 2 to expand wearable adoption. Mark Vina Qualcomm has long been synonymous with system-on-chip leadership, particularly in the smartphone sector. From the early Snapdragon mobile processors that defined the Android flagship experience to the AI-driven, 5G-capable platforms of today, the company has consistently balanced performance, power efficiency, and connectivity in ways that shape entire product categories. The latest announcement of the Snapdragon W5 plus Gen 2 and W5 Gen 2 platforms signals Qualcomm's determination to bring that same formula to wearables, a segment still struggling to reach the mass market beyond a few high-profile successes like the Apple Watch. This launch marks more than just a generational upgrade. It's an effort to address some of the foundational barriers that have kept wearables from reaching their full potential. John Curley, Qualcomm's Senior Director of Product Management for Wearables, framed the move as the culmination of years of incremental learning. With W5 plus Gen 2, we're taking what we've mastered in smartphones, integrating performance, efficiency, and connectivity into one seamless platform, and bringing it to a category that's still searching for its defining moment, he said. Qualcomm SoC expertise targets wearables. Qualcomm's DNA is rooted in complex SoC integration. The company's engineers understand that the magic of a great device is not in maxing out any single component, but in orchestrating CPU, GPU, connectivity, AI, and power management into a tightly optimized whole. That's what W5 plus Gen 2 and W5 Gen 2 aim to deliver. The chips are built on a 4-nanometer process, offering higher performance per watt and enabling OEMs to shrink form factors without sacrificing capability. The addition of location machine learning 3.0 improves GPS accuracy by up to 50% in dense urban environments, a critical feature for runners, cyclists, and anyone using a smartwatch in cities or rugged terrain. The optimized RF front end contributes to an approximately 20% smaller footprint and lower power consumption, giving manufacturers more flexibility in design. The headline feature, however, is NB-NTN satellite support, a first for the wearable industry. This technology, powered by Qualcomm's partnership with Skylo, allows for two-way emergency messaging without cellular or Wi-Fi coverage. Curley explained why that matters. People want their wearables to be trusted companions, not just fitness trackers. Being able to send an SOS from anywhere changes the value proposition entirely. Wearables still struggle with mass adoption despite Qualcomm's strong showing in wearable hardware. The Android-based smartwatch ecosystem has struggled to match the Apple Watch's mass market penetration. The reasons are multifaceted. Wear OS has improved, but historically it has lagged behind Watch OS in polish and integration. Beyond software, the simple reality is that many consumers live in the Apple ecosystem, and most wearables powered by Qualcomm silicon are not designed to integrate deeply with iOS devices. That's a significant barrier because wearable adoption is closely tied to seamless pairing with a user's primary smartphone. Apple leverages that lock-in masterfully. If you're an iPhone user, the Apple Watch is a default choice. For Qualcomm's OEM partners, cracking that wall means either targeting Android users exclusively, which limits the addressable market, or finding ways to make cross-platform experiences compelling enough to tempt a switch. Curley acknowledged the challenge without sugarcoating it. We're not trying out Apple. Our focus is on making the Android and multi-device ecosystem as compelling as possible so that the choice isn't just by default. It's because the experience is better for that user. W5 plus Gen 2 aims to solve wearable barriers that W5 plus Gen 2 platform addresses several long-standing friction points in the wearable category. Battery life has been a recurring complaint for smartwatches, especially those running Wear OS. By combining a high-efficiency 4-nanometer main processor with a 22-nanometer always-on coprocessor, Qualcomm can offload low-power tasks and extend time between charges without compromising responsiveness. Form factor has also been a constraint. Many Wear OS watches have been bulkier than consumer prefer, especially compared to the sleeker profiles of Apple's models. The 20% reduction in footprint enabled by the optimized RF front end gives industrial designers more room to create slimmer, lighter watches. Perhaps most importantly, the NB-NTN satellite capability introduces a use case that resonates beyond the fitness crowd. Safety and connectivity in remote areas, whether for outdoor recreation, work, or travel, add tangible value for a broader range of consumers. In other words, it moves the conversation from nice-to-have gadget to potentially life-saving tool. Google Pixel Watch 4 test case, the first device to ship with a Snapdragon W5 Gen 2, will be Google's Pixel Watch 4. This pairing is strategic. Google's control over both hardware and the latest Wear OS gives a unique opportunity to showcase what the platform can do when software and silicon are tuned together from the outset. If the Pixel Watch 4 delivers meaningful gains in battery life, performance, and functionality, particularly the satellite SOS feature, it could serve as a reference point for other OEMs. Historically, the fragmentation of the Android wearable market has slowed momentum. A strong flagship implementation could help set a new baseline for user expectations. The challenge: making wearables indispensable technology alone won't make wearables a mass market staple. Necessity remains a bigger question. Outside of fitness tracking, notifications, and niche applications, many consumers do not consider a smartwatch essential. Apple has succeeded partly by tying its smartwatch to health and wellness monitoring in ways that feel both personal and preventive. For Qualcomm's OEM partners, the path to indispensability may hinge on three fronts: health features that provide actionable insights, not just data points; communication capabilities like NB-NTN that offer clear advantages over a phone alone; seamless integration into broader device ecosystems, including IoT and automotive. Qualcomm's strategy appears to recognize this. By embedding advanced location services, reducing size and power draw, and enabling satellite connectivity, W5 Plus Gen 2 creates a stronger foundation for OEMs to build devices that feel essential. Qualcomm's cross-device ecosystem advantage. One advantage Qualcomm brings to wearables is its cross-category presence. The company's technology spans smartphones, PCs, automotive, and IoT, giving it insight into how devices interact and how user expectations evolve across contexts. This positions Qualcomm to think about wearables not in isolation, but as nodes in a larger network of personal and environmental computing. A watch powered by W5 Plus Gen 2 could interact intelligently with a Snapdragon-powered phone, car dashboard, or smart home hub, creating use cases that go beyond what a standalone device can offer. Curley emphasizes multi-device vision. The watch isn't just an accessory. It's part of a larger conversation between your devices, your environment, and your needs in the moment. That's where we see the real growth potential. Snapdragon versus Apple. Divergent paths, interestingly. Comparing Qualcomm Snapdragon W5 Plus Gen 2 with Apple's S9 chip in the Apple Watch Series 9 is less about raw specs and more about philosophy. Apple's S9 is a custom design system and package that integrates CPU, GPU, neural engine, and power management in a tightly controlled environment. Because Apple designs a chip, the Watch OS software, and the hardware enclosure in-house, it can optimize every layer for seamless performance and user experience. This vertical integration means features like on-device Siri, advanced health metrics, and ultra-smooth animations feel effortless, but also locks the experience to iPhone owners. Qualcomm's W5 Plus Gen 2 takes a more open approach. It offers leading-edge performance and battery life improvements while giving OEMs, from Google to Fossil, the flexibility to differentiate with custom hardware and features. The addition of NB-NTN satellite connectivity, optimized RF front-end, and advanced location services are hardware-level enablers that partners can use to build unique selling points. Where Apple's model ensures uniformity and polish, Qualcomm's strategy prioritizes breadth and diversity, enabling wearables across price tiers, form factors, and use cases. The challenge for Qualcomm's ecosystem is achieving the same level of software-hardware harmony Apple enjoys, something the Pixel Watch 4 will be watched closely to evaluate. In short, Apple's S9 thrives within a closed garden. Qualcomm's W5 Plus Gen 2 positions itself across a much larger field, and success will depend on how well those seeds grow in the very conditions of the Android and multi-device world. The Snapdragon W5 Plus Gen 2 and W5 Gen 2 launch won't instantly make Android wearables as ubiquitous as the Apple Watch, but it does signal that Qualcomm is attacking the problem from the right angles: performance, efficiency, form factor, and differentiated capabilities. If OEMs can leverage these strengths to create devices that offer a clear, everyday value And if platforms like Wear OS continue to mature, the conditions for broader adoption will be stronger than they've ever been. The wearable market has been waiting for its inflection point. With this announcement, Qualcomm is betting that it has just moved the industry a significant step closer. Reproduced with permission, published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nito Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.